and handle the truth.
Okay, and we're coming back into the second hour, and I'm still dealing with this, just two more articles on this absolute brainwashing of the public through shocking propaganda, especially the liberal left. It's so easy to brainwash them with more liberal propaganda. They just drink it all down. And they said, is it clear that the coordinated media propaganda campaign to falsify delusional accusations about Russia influencing the U.S. election has a specific political purpose, to pressure the electoral voters to dump in the Electoral College, to dump Donald Trump before the December 19th electoral date, which is next Monday. According to across the entire left-wing media, which now teeters on the verge of clinical mental illness, you are witnessing a coordinated, timed, strategic assault on America and democracy and freedom itself. The Washington Post has been leading the charge by fabricating conspiratorial accusations out of thin air, failing to name even a single source to back up their deranged assertions. Yeah. Now the left-wing media is passing out tinfoil hats to everyone in sight and telling them to start hyperventilating about the Russians defeating Hillary Clinton, and the narrative until a consensus is reached among them all. When a sufficient number of delusional leftists achieve a uniform hallucination that blames Hillary Clinton's defeat on someone other than herself, Hillary Clinton, the shared hallucination is then deemed a fact. Yeah, we'll say it often enough, propaganda becomes fact. And as I said, when people take up a newspaper, a paper in anywhere in the world, they're meant to be able to generally discern four things: the difference between fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. And every newspaper has an element of that. And again, it's up to you to sort it out. So far, the fabricated lies that claim that the Russians defeated Hillary Clinton in the election has been repeated by Paul Krugman. This nutcase, anybody seen this economist? He looks like a pallet fellow. He looks like he's permanently suffering from concussion. I never saw such a git. And the BBC haul him on when they want a lefty economic view. And another statistic that's come out this week, 85% of all economists are extremely left-wing. So there's a very useful fact to take into account about economists. And the thing about the left-wing, they deny the facts that they don't like. So to get the truth out of a left-wing economist is extremely difficult. The only true, genuine, living economist I have any faith in is Paul Craig Roberts. He is one outstanding human being, PCR, and his articles are well worth reading. I don't know how he's gone back into 2 years ago. He's called back out of retirement by public demand, but he's knocking out about 10 a week now, and they're all collector's pieces. They're outstanding. Paul Craig Roberts. Just go onto the websites and pull up his articles. It's outstanding. Anyway, they're naming this group of wacko economists: Paul Krugman, Nate Silver, Keith Oberman, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline, Michael Moore. What a moron. What a total moron. Michael Moore, even at the lefty liberal stuff he believes, he only half understands everything he talks about. Listen to him going on, and he only half understands it. And even if to prove without a shadow of a doubt something he was wrong about, he wouldn't want to believe it, because it upsets his entire being and his entire belief system. And this is a problem with the liberal lefts. Their opinions are more important than the facts. Keep that in mind. Michael Moore, and seemingly endless list of obedient Clinton worshipping propagandists working to try and overthrow the democracy in America. And it's not for love of Hillary Clinton, it's just that she allows this despotic society to continue. That is really what they're voting for. Zero Hedge has published a nice summary at this link. And it says that if the Electoral College votes are stolen on December 19th, it could unleash civil war across America. I think it could. It really could. What these delusional, mentally ill left-wingers don't seem to realize is that when it comes to election outcomes, the electoral votes, they are playing with fire. The Electoral College. He's dealing with the word Electoral College all the time. I know his output is outstanding here, but Mike Adams, but he continues to say here, Trump supporters will not stand by idly and allow their nation to be stolen from them by a bunch of delusional crybaby terrorists who still can't understand that Hillary Clinton lost primarily because she's horribly corrupt and deeply unlikable person. No, they have to blame something else. James Comey, the Russian's Loch Ness monster, and anybody else you care to throw into the mix. In their minds, Clinton could not have legitimately lost because they worship Clinton as a cult figure. Well, that is the relevant word. They are a cult. To left-wing media acolytes, the Clinton campaign was synonymous with the Clinton cult. Inside the cult, obedience to Hillary Clinton is a religious test, not a rational conclusion based on evidence or fact. Thus, in their twisted minds, she cannot be defeated by any legitimate means. Somebody must have faked something, they concluded, without a shred of evidence. Well, it's well reported that she is dying, as is her husband, from all sorts of disorders and disease, and somebody saying it's Kuru. But we'll see what happens if when they do pass on. I'd imagine that'll be a post-mortem that's locked up for 100 years. This is precisely why the defeat of Clinton does not compute in their echo chamber skulls. Now they're lashing out in every conspiratorial tinfoil hat inspired theory they can drum up, hoping something will sway sufficient numbers of electoral voters to ditch Trump and throw their election towards chaos. I noticed, or maybe I missed it, but none of these electoral voters have been interviewed or profiled or their photographs put up on the internet and stated who they are in each state. And again, the alternative media has done a crap job on this. I've been trying from this side of the Atlantic to do something about it, but very little has come up on the alternative media on this specific subject. And it says 10 radical ways the lawless left is still planning to put Hillary Clinton in the White House. And here they are. This is worth reading. I predict all this I predicted all this, Mike Adams saying, in November 27th, the article entitled She's Back, 10 Radical Ways the Lawless Left is Planning to Put Hillary Clinton Back in the White House in January 20th. In this article, I outline the top 10 ways the delusional Democrats could plot to deny Donald Trump the White House. When I first published this list, many people thought that such scenarios sounded bonkers, but now, after watching the Washington Post literally fabricate entire news articles claiming Russia stole the election, none of this seems far-fetched anymore, does it? For your convenience, I've listed all 10 of them here, and this is the 10 methods being employed by the Clintonites. Scenario 1, steal the electoral votes. Well, they're being threatened. Their lives have been threatened in many cases, and all those have been bribed by George Soros, millions of dollars. Plunge America into chaos and declare martial law. Tactic number 2. Number 3, crash the markets back to the dark ages and destroy continuity. Well, there's plenty of people who have the power to do that, considering the stock exchange is 70% overvalued. Launch an EMP nuclear assault on America and blame the Russians. Provoke nuclear war with Russia, which means the whole thing about this is that Obama would stay in power and there would be no transfer of power. Assassinate Trump, then threaten Pence until he complies. Open the floodgates for illegals and overrun the country with militant foreigners. Activate a massive false flag event in a large U.S. city, possibly targeting Trump Tower. And number 9, I should have been giving the numbers, a popular uprising to occupy Washington, D.C. on January 20th. This is by the left. And number 10, poison pill America the week before inauguration. But let's correct my screen. Now it's back, yeah. Back in line. I should give out the number. Anybody has anything to add to this, what we're dealing with today, the Electoral College and fake news? They can phone us in at 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add to this, the radical left-wing media is playing a dangerous game, and it just might blow up in their faces. What you're witnessing being rolled out now by the radical left media is a desperate and dangerous gamble. If they achieve success and somehow manage to flip enough votes to name Hillary Clinton America's new president, they unleash an almost immediate civil war and likely a military coup. That'd be a military coup. The couch potatoes are not the stuff of revolutionaries, are the consumers who line up to buy stuff on Black Friday. They're revolutionaries, excuse me. They're far from it. Against the hopeless, corrupt Obama regime and his lapped, they're saying, a likely out of a civil war. And the hopelessly corrupt Obama regime is a lapdog, and it's lapdog lying media. Make no mistake that armed American citizens, police officers, and military personnel nationwide will have no hesitation in rising up against the attempted coup and defending the Republic by making sure Donald Trump is sworn into office. There is no circumstance under which the people who voted for Trump just lie down and allow their country to be stolen from them by delusional leftists who quite obviously need to be locked up in a psychiatric ward. If the left-wing media's soft coup... if the left-wing media soft coup attempt fails, by the way, their credibility implodes and their electoral defeat and the entire left-wing media goes down in history as a laughably pathetic failed propaganda apparatus that tried to steal the election. Well, we hope so. Many observers, including Michael Savage and myself, have called, this is Adams talking, have called for criminal investigations into non-American activities of left-wing propagandists who pose as journalists. If anyone is actually working with the Russians right now, it's the commie-loving left-wing journal terrorists who practically fell over themselves to applaud Fidel Castro, a murderous destroyer of life and liberty. He said, I see a likely outcome in all of this where the left-wing media, much like the Democratic Party itself, collapses under the weight of its own unbearable lies and lunatic conspiracy theories. Well, there's a hell of a lot of them. I wouldn't even be surprised if some of the more extreme anti-American journal terrorists end up indicted and imprisoned. That's wishful thinking a long way ahead. And his final wind-up of this is, prepare for a possible Second Amendment activation. During an interview a few weeks back, a Washington Post reporter asked me, Mike Adams, that is, should we increase our security around here? Are we going to be safe? My updated answer is, you're really not wise to keep playing with fire by fabricating false stories intended to overthrow the electoral process of a republic. You're quite likely, in fact, to set off bloody civil war that you cannot control. This is Eve Adams talking to the Washington Post. Is that there are These are dangerous times, my friends, and the unhinged political left has decided to go for broke to overthrow the democratic process that has driven the peaceful transition of power from president to president in the last 240 years. Anyway, I believe we have a caller, Steve in Texas. Have we got Steve?
Yeah, I'm right here.
How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, hey, how's it looking?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
My question is kind of like goes back to Soros and the color revolutions that he deals with, right? Mm-hmm. We saw Hillary come out on election night in purple and Bill Clinton sporting purple. And, you know, the next appearance of Hillary was in purple. And just recently this week, she came out in a black dress at her Christmas ball. And I believe a lot of the other people were in black. Did you see that?
I mentioned on the program 2 weeks back. No, thanks for raising that. That color they wear, that shade of purple and that shade of dark gray black, that is the color used at satanic events. And I kid you not. I know people who lecture on this, warning people about the evil of this. But that was a satanic signal to her handlers and people she deals with. That's a totally satanic priest's outfit. That's what that is.
Okay, so are you talking about the current black that she wore? Was that actually
The black is neither here nor there. There's an epidemic of that, women who are no longer women. So they're wearing on the BBC, they're highly paid, they show up wearing these crap clothes and wearing black. I don't know what it is about. It's demonic. And Hillary Clinton wears this blue all the time. They used to send it up on Saturday, you know, you saw it on Saturday Night Live. But that color, when she finally gave the secession speech, what you call it, that navy, dark navy gray, and the type of suit that was a kind of a uniform, it is a priestess uniform at a satanic seance. They wear that color. I kid you not. That's what that's
about. I'm not arguing that. You know, yep. My question is more based on, I was expecting her to be sporting purple, you know, at this latest event, and it's kind of crazy, is that why wasn't she on, well, in uniform, or was that uniform?
Well, no, the other event was a crucial event, you see. These are, by the way, kind of events, since that's the way I would read it, and that was a signal. It's a key thing, either your winning speech or your, what do you call it, secession, or what's the word? He was standing behind her, Bill Clinton. But she's a ten, he's both crooks, but she's a 10 times bigger gangster than he is. As Michael Rivera, who on RBN has an endless supply of the details and data about them, it's shocking. The criminality of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation is just beyond words. It's shocking. How do you find that with people around you? Do they have that same perception?
Well, the people that are in the know do. Most people don't even see, you know, anything. They just see a old lady with bad taste in clothes.
And an appalling attitude to life, yeah. But it does represent, I'm not talking, when I raise this with people, I say to people and women around me, this is not about money and fashion. Nothing to do with that. But people who have are well-paid jobs in the media, who show up, bar Megyn Kelly, who has this, what I call, embalmed makeup cover, because high-definition TV is very unfair to middle-aged women. It shows up every blemish. But this thing of women wearing black, just watch the personality that goes with it. I've been banging on about this for years, and it's shocking. But Clinton is a vile thing, vile creature.
Well, you know, they talk a lot about dressing and so forth like that, right? You know, during the run up on the campaign, they were saying that Hollywood will not dress Ivanka, right? And let's see if that happens, because they're all pushing their wares, right? They're pushing the fashion trends and the whatnot. Here, uh-huh. Where I live, we have a, well, how do you say it? A real high-priced clothing manufacturer. And, I mean, it's ridiculous, the prices that they have and the garbs that they're selling. They're, like, baggy and just terrible. And even uh-huh. The rich people around there go over there and go, $5,000 for that?
yeah.
And, you know, well, they're rich, but they're not rich enough. And I don't think that they even make the clothing for sale. It's they make the clothing for mind control. Because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the models that they use look like that thing, what's it called, Hunger Games. You know,
and they look like heroin addicts, don't they? Yeah, these anorexic looking women. There's a move in Britain to ban that kind of thing, and they're asking the fashion industry to clean up its act. But Hollywood and the fashion industry is reeking with drugs and demonic behavior. It's just shocking. But Trump was quite smart not to use hardly. I don't think he used any Hollywood people at all in his campaign. And there's one hysterical video I'd recommend it to you. It's Martin Sheen and a bunch of 20 third-rate Hollywood actors appealing to the Electoral College not to vote for Donald Trump. It's on Mark Dice's YouTube channel. If you click in, Mark.
There's also a reply to that one, a rebuttal from one of the delegates.
Oh, really? Oh, really? I'd like to see that, yeah. What's that called?
I can't remember. I just saw it this morning. But he was basically saying, man, you're not smarter than all the people that voted for Trump and want him in. What are you thinking? You know, is basically the gist of it. But I'm kind of seeing the delegate issue coming onto the back burner. And mm-hmm. I hate to be in that position because you really never know with the lies and the tricks. It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, the coverage of it shocks me that, and Trump and his people, I thought, well, maybe they're doing it. They'd have to be doing a lot behind the scenes. But this Electoral College, the situation is, once they cast a vote and it's counted in the Senate on the 6th of January, I believe it is, the Supreme Court couldn't intervene on that. That's an absolute. It gets thrown back to the Senate, to the Congress and the Senate, not the new one, the old one, because the new one doesn't come in until the 20th, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's what I know. And, you know, you went through the list of 10 different ways they were going to steal the election. I just wonder how many of those ways are played out now, and how many are...
I don't know. I'm just hoping they are. But just quoting two reliable people, and one guy who's written it up very well in the Economic Collapse, he calls his blog, is Michael Schneider. that's worth seeking his stuff out. But there you are. But anyway, thank you for that. And we're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in a few minutes. Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again. Thanks, Steve, for that. But and we'll give out the number again, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you've any reactions from on the ground where you are about people worrying about this electoral college vote. And I'll just finish up this piece, which Mike Adams writes. He's saying, be careful for what you ask for, all you liberals. You do not want to find out what happens when you tell the entire conservative base of America that they no longer change their representatives in government by using the ballot box. Well, if the ballot box goes, it's the cartridge box, folks. What you are doing, all of you on the delusional left is practically begging to unleash an armed civil war that will most assuredly lose badly. By denying the legitimacy of electors, you are summoning the demons of war to our nation. You have no idea of the seriousness of your assertion that democratic election outcomes will no longer be tolerated by the left unless the result is preordained election outcomes that they desire. Notably, if you do not believe in the outcome of democratic elections, that don't go your way. You don't believe in democracy at all. But stay tuned for the next 9 days. Let's see where the insanity of George Soros-directed left-wing haters take us. If they push us all the way to the point of treasonous coup against America's legitimate president-elect, you will likely hear many people announce a Second Amendment activation to save the Republic. The Second Amendment, as any historian will explain, was put into the Bill of Rights specifically to allow the citizenry a last-ditch means of self-defense against a tyrannical, corrupt government that refuses to abide by the will of the electorate. That's the whole point of it. It's not about hunting. It's not about individual self-defense. It's about defending the Republic against precisely this kind of coup by destroying the will of the Electoral College. That is quite right. There's no doubt about it, but I'll give that a rest anyway. And another typical story from around and about this area. Liberal-backed ACLU sues small town into submission over a cross, a crucifix, on top of a Christmas tree. This story by Mary Wilder is saying, initially, the war on Christmas seemed like an inside joke at best and a huge scam at worst. Over the years, though, there have been more and more evidence piling up that proves that the regressive left really is going to great lengths in order to pressurize people to stop saying Merry Christmas. Before you roll your eyes too hard, consider what recently happened in Knightstown, Indiana. That's where this happened. The leftists went far out of their way to try and ruin the most wonderful time of year for the town's residents for no other reason than to try and destroy the enjoyability of Christmas. Rachel Stolzfus, all these names, S-T-O-L-Z-F-O-S, of the Daily Caller reports, the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, John Stapler has never finished dealing with these people because the evidence against them, filed a lawsuit on behalf of a town resident alleging the placement of the lit-up cross on top of the town Christmas tree is an unconstitutional violation of church and state, a local outlet reported. Afraid they would lose the lawsuit and be forced to pay extensive legal fees, the town council voted to remove the cross for good. There. You have no wonder, you have to wonder what would possibly inspire a group of people to try and remove a cross from a Christmas tree without any reasonable excuse. But this is the kind of thing that the ACLU is known for. It only makes sense that they would waste their holiday trying to ruin the fun for other people. But anyway, the article goes on, but this type of thing, they're never-ending stories about it. We tied two stories together here. The next American Civil War begins on January 20th. He's saying again about the risk of the election being thrown. But another regional story around the United States. Muslim caught setting fire to his own mosque in Texas pleads guilty. And it shows a picture of the small mosque here. Gary Nathaniel Moore, he looks like a convert, a Muslim who attended the Savoy Mosque, Majis Mosque in Houston, Texas, recently pleaded guilty to setting the mosque ablaze last December. He's been charged with felony arson, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison, which seems extremely minor when you consider the fact that he was facing 99 years to life for the crime. Anyway, we'll continue this after the bottom of the hour break in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again. I was just reading an article here about give people a rest from the election and the electoral college problems. Muslim caught setting fire to his own mosque in Texas pleads guilty. And the name of the guy is Gary Nathaniel Moore, a Muslim who attended the Savoy Majid Mosque in Houston, Texas, and recently pleaded guilty to setting the mosque ablaze last December. He's been charged with a felony arson and has been sentenced to 4 years in prison, which seems extremely minor when you consider the fact that he was facing 99 years to life in crime. Well, Americans illegal legal system, 99 years is beyond medieval. Again, an unreformed criminal system. But this is worth reporting. And this is Lana Shadwick of Breitbart reports, the fire investigator who interviewed Moore looked at surveillance video from another location and positively identified the man leaving the mosque as the same person he spoke to at the scene of the fire on December 25th on this. And on December 28th, another investigator showed Salim Memon, a member of the mosque for 11 years, a surveillance photo of the man leaving the mosque. Guys, this is very badly written, and positively identified him, etc., etc. Anyway, he was fined for setting fire to his own mosque, and then that would be put out. If he wasn't caught, that would be put out as a hate crime, yeah? And here's an even better one. Entire town's police department quits because officials kept asking them to do illegal and immoral things. Claire Burnish is writing this for Activist Post. And here, I think we're this is Indiana. One Indiana town is without a police force after every officer resigned because they say the town council repeatedly asked them to do illegal, unethical, and immoral things. And I just want to remind the name of the town. I'll come to the name of the town in a second. We have had issues with the town board, and there are some activities there where I felt they were serving their own agenda. From Bunker Hill Town Mouse, the names here. I'll start again. We have had issues with the town board. This is the police department who resigned, and there are some activities there where I felt like they were serving their own agenda. From former Bunker Hill Town Marshal, Bunker Hill, Indiana. Okay, here we are. We got it now. Michael Thomason told a local Fox News affiliate. Thomason and other four officers who comprised the entire police force in Bunker Hill, five of them, population 888 people, according to the 2010 census, decided they had enough of the town council's demands and the money on Monday night tendered letters of resignation. According to Thomason in an interview with the Kokomo Tribune, good lord, the names, Indiana. Members of the town council had requested he perform criminal background checks on other council members and that he share confidential information. I have had to educate them on the things they were asking from me and explained that I would not take part in any of these actions, he noted. Thomason also explained the town reduced the number of reserve deputies from 9 to just 4 and reduced the area they were permitted to patrol. Worse, the former marshal accused the council of curtailing his hours to part-time in order to avoid paying his health insurance after he was diagnosed with cancer. Christ, what a bunch of criminals again in power. Probably a bunch of masons. They came at me and said it was costing the town too much money because of my insurance, and they said they are taking you down to part-time. Thomason plans to file a lawsuit over the issue. The town has refused to educate themselves on how to run a town, Thomason asserted. They continue to carry out their personal agendas to either run off the police department or to make it so it is impossible to work with or for them. Bunker Hill hired Thomason as marshal in 2013, and he told the Tribune he didn't want to resign, but the longer I stay here, there, the harder it is to get anything done. It's time to step away and do something else. Well, they were brave to do it in economic times like this. The community will suffer, but I can continue to stay. But I can continue to stay there when the support's not there for the department on the reserve deputies. This Clara Burnish, she writes kind of convoluted stuff, but the story's worth reporting. Indeed, the officers also cited safety issues in the resignation letters, including that they had to share one set of body armor, making risky arrests even more dangerous. I didn't want to send someone out there with bad body armor, so I would take mine off and provide it to the other officers, Thomason said. But he lists a whole load of spiel. But anyway, it's a story about an entire police department resigning on a point of principle about criminality in the council. And I would think half. I've been involved in a lot of councils in different countries and getting politicians elected. And as try as you may, an awful lot of scum get elected. There's no doubt about it. Even Council Vice President Jim Panther tendered resignation effective at the end of the year, but only cited personal reasons for his decision. Miami Council Sheriff Tim Miller told the Tribune County deputies would fill us a mini, a different Miami, I presume. He told the Tribune County deputies would file the law enforcement void, would fill the law enforcement void in the town until Bunker Hill is able to hire a new force. Council members offered little comment upon receiving the resignation letters, and Council President Brock Spear noted of the mass exodus of officials. We're a little blindsided by everyone resigning, but this is what it is. But anyway, this small village, a piece of shenanigans going on there. But go back to the pharmaceutical industry, which is traditionally a mainstay of this program, the criminality of the pharmaceutical industry. Here's an example. High schoolers recreate Big Pharma's $750 drug, Daraprim, Daraprim, for only $2. Whoa. Replacing a $750 drug for $2. Wow. Where do you hear this? Last year, hedge fund manager Martin Shkreli had his company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, purchase the rights to antiparasitic drug Daraprim and immediately jacked up the price 5,000% from $13.50 a pill to an astonishing $750. It was widely viewed as a quintessential example of Big Pharma price gouging. Sure. Now a group of Australian 11th graders have developed a new technique to make the drug active ingredient in their high school chemistry lab for the equivalent of $2 a pill. Generic drugs, it's called. Why in America they're not using generic drugs all the time? It's just a joke. Daraprim, and giving these criminal gits patents on drugs that are grossly overpriced and useless and cause shocking health side effects. Daraprim, 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 which is the World Health Organization, which is on the World Health Organization list of essential medicines. Imagine the backhanding that went on to get that on that list. Is used to treat parasites such as malaria or toxoplasmosis. It is the preferred treatment for those who have compromised immune systems, such as pregnant women, HIV patients, or people undergoing chemotherapy. Following widespread public outrage at its price gouging, Turing eventually cut Daraprim's price for hospitals by 50%. The price for private consumers is still $750 a pill, for crying out loud. The students, this is Australia, I should have said in the beginning, the students at Sydney Grammar School are thinking this would be too ambitious for America, considering the grip the pharmaceutical industry have in America. They have them by the throat. The students at Sydney Grammar School were participating in a program where they collaborated with the University of Sydney chemist Alice Williamson through the online research sharing platform Open Source Malaria. The goal of the program is to find ways to use publicly available techniques and medications to treat malaria. Very good. Good idea. Daraprim's active ingredient, which is called, we'll try and get our tongue around this, primethamine. P-Y-R-I-M-E-T-H-A-M-I-N-E, primethamine, is actually in the public domain. Off-patent, I presume that means generic drug. Turing is the only U.S. company that sells the drug, however, due to a loophole in U.S. drug law. A loophole, a rigged piece of criminality. It's called things by their proper name. The students began working on to synthesize this drug shortly after news broke of Turing's price hike. The background to this made it seem more important. Student researcher James Wood said, damn right it did. The students began by looking up the patent method by making primethamine, primethamine, but then found that it involved a highly dangerous chemical that was inappropriate for a high school laboratory. So the students had to find an entirely new method to synthesize primethamine, and they did, it would appear. The boys had to navigate a difficult step and do this in a different way, and they managed to do it, and they've also managed to do it in their high school laboratory. U.S. law protects Big Pharma. The next header. After 12 months of work, the students perfected their new technique and successfully produced 3.7 grams of primethamine, which would cost as much as $110,000 if sold by Turing Pharmaceuticals. It costs the students $20. $100,000 versus $20. How much is that? It costs the students $20 to manufacture that quantity of the drug. Well, even if it put up to $200 or $300 and, you know, at a reasonable profit for the amount of, it would be incredibly cheap. It was ecstatic. It was bliss. It was euphoric, student researcher Milan Leonard said. After all the time spent working in chemistry, being such a high and a low, after all the lows, after all the downs, being able to make this drug, it was pure bliss. Whew. Anyway, at first there were definitely disbelief, but anyway, it goes on and on and on. $2 pill, they were able to make a pharmaceutical rip-off drug for $2 as opposed to $750. Stunning. But again, that brings you to California again, yet again, this demonic state of California. And this bill, SB 18, sacrificing children to the state. This header here, John Rappaport writing this. And he usually writes very good stuff. Watch out for the big money behind this operation. It's the secret. This article is dedicated to Patrick Wood, yeah, he's an outstanding man. Been on RBN many times with John Stadtmuller, author of Technocracy Rising, a book everybody should read. A bill introduced by the notorious Richard Pan, the mover and shaker behind the mandatory vaccinations law in California. This new one, SB 18 bill, is a grab bag of generalities basically given over care of children to the state. This is the ultimate goal they have. Catch the flavor of the wording. It emerges like swamp gas. The legislator finds and declares that all children and youth, regardless of gender, class, race, ethnicity, national origin, culture, religion, immigration status, sexual orientation, or ability, have inherent rights that entitle them to protection, special care, and assistance, including, not to be limited to, the following: the right to parents, guardians, or caregivers who act in their best interest. See, this sounds very great stuff starting off, but wait, see where it gets caught. The right to form healthy attachments with adults responsible for their care and well-being. The right to live in a safe and healthy environment, the right to social emotional well-being, the right to opportunities to attain optimal cognitive, physical, and social development, the right to appropriate quality education, life skills leading to self-sufficiency in adult, the right to appropriate quality health care. All of this outcome could be delivered to children on the silver platter, and the state would make it so. The bill is basically setting up the population of California for state regulatory entity to fill in the blanks later to make specific controls out of the vague generalities of the bill. But they're probably going to add one sentence to what I've just read out to say, and this is in the gift of the state or some such crap. Medical care and nutrition and parenting and education are what they are what we say they are. We define and enforce, you obey. This is the state. SB 18 bill is also an invitation to immigrants anywhere in the world who can get to California with their children or will give birth to children after arriving. Just be here and we'll take care of you. I mean, this is just how to totally bankrupt already bankrupt California. But let go of the money. But let's go to the money. Bill SB 18, a group is referred to the Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council. This is who the group is behind this bill, and this other creature who was referred on the last page, who is behind the state taking over the children, Richard Pan. It says, The secret organization, Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council. When you go to the Assembly Concurrent Resolution Number 80, referring to SB 18, the Assembly Concurrent Resolution Number 80 stats declares that legislators support of a bill of rights for the children and youth of California that resolves to invest in all children and youth in order to achieve specific goals to create an optimal environment for their healthy development, meaning the state or their parents. That bill, if it was vested in the rights of the parents, would be fine, but no, the state is taking on this role. This council, that's how Hillary Clinton wrote a similar book, It Takes a Village. It means the government own your children. This council has already written a children's bill of rights, and SB 18 is saying this is the model, this is the framework, this is the pattern they're following. And I said, this is very, very odd. Well, that's putting it mildly. Pay attention. This is where it becomes very interesting. The Peninsula Partnership is a group of organized within the San Mateo County Office of Education. Piddling little California County Education Department. The Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council, PPLC, is composed of the San Mateo County Superintendent of Schools, the County Board of Supervisors, and the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. That's supposed to be multi-million dollar organization. I presume he's coming to a major mega point here. I'll just bear with this article. And now we hit the dirt. The Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Bam. It's a non-profit that has assets of $7.3 billion. Yeah, I suspected that. It runs 1,800 philanthropic funds. There are some of its corporates. Here are some of their corporate partners. I suspect we're going to see Bill Gates pop up here. Alexandra Pharmaceuticals, Microsoft, yeah, PepsiCo Foundation, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Dell, Unilever, plus something called the SV2 Silicon Valley Social Venture Fund, building and scaling social inventions. For some reason, the huge foundation. This huge foundation is pushing a children's bill of rights that is reflected in the new California SB 18 bill that will eventually make the state the top dog controlling force over all children in California. That's absolutely. Where else? You can bet these corporate partners will reap profits. Beyond that, this is their version of a massive social engineering program, and that program is part of the technocratic movement to plan, format, and run the lives of the population. What is wrong with 40 million people in California? If even 1 million of them woke up, what is wrong with them? I can never understand this. They're all out of their minds. But the high-tech scientists, engineers, they know best. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Coming back in for the last 3 or 4 minutes, but that's a shocking article. I didn't make a great job reading it out. California bill SB18 and what's behind it, and these multinational corporations under the guise of looking after children. This is technocracy taking over the state, the country, your children, the whole lot. But California, whoa, what a place, what a hellhole. But just to finish up today by reading a warning. It's Mike S.D. Wells and Mike Adams wrote this list: the 7 most dangerous vaccines injected into humans, and exactly why they cause more human destruction. The theory of vaccines sounds great. Inject a bit of live virus into your blood so you can build antibiotics and thus immunity against it. Real deal. But anyway, I'll just get straight down to the presenting the 7 most dangerous vaccines injected into humans. Gardasil, I'll read them out, I'll probably run out of time. Just name them, there's quite a large piece with each one. Gardasil, HPV, outrageous, anthrax vaccine, biothrax, MMR2, swine flu vaccine, polio vaccine, influenza vaccine, and rotavirus, 7 of the most. But anyway, saying about Gardasil, forget for a moment the fact that many girls who get HPV vaccine beginning at the age of 9 for a sexually transmitted disease they don't have go into immediate anaphylactic shock and some into comas and die. And let just talk about the insane boatload of chemicals the manufacturers put in this concoction that belong nowhere in the medicine ever, especially that in which is injected directly into the muscle tissue and that which can penetrate the bloodstream barrier. Plus, remember to triple the amounts of those carcinogenic dangerous chemicals ingredients of Gardasil, because there are three of these toxic jabs required. First, we have a sodium borate, 35 milligrams, also known as borax. This is the main poisonous ingredient in borax acid that is used to kill cockroaches. Is your little girl a cockroach? Is this coincidence that the side effects listed and reported with the Gardasil vaccine match those of sodium borate poisoning? Mike Adams has his own high-tech laboratory testing food and substances and vaccines, and he writes this with great conviction. But he's given a lot of very technical information here against each one. But Gardasil is a total scam, and it is totally destructive to young women and should be banned. It says this Gardasil HPV contains aluminium, 225 milligrams, which cause nerve cells death and helps the vaccine chemicals enter the brain. Let's not forget that Gardasil HPV contains polysorbate, 50 milligrams, and all these other chemicals, etc. Just as Bill Gates once said at a TED conference, would be ideal for reducing the world's population by a few billion. the same vaccination. Polysorbate 80 is what causes the anaphylactic shock effect to young women who are given this vaccination. But anyway, I'll start with this next week and set it up and we'll explain it better. But it's a shocking horror story of vaccinations again. But anyway, we've come to the end of the program. We should be back this time next week and we'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.